Hello, fellow Trump supporters. It's George from Ireland. So, MAGA, Make America Great Again. I wish I had my ball cap with me. So, the greatest president the world ever had has released an extraordinary statement today saying that, yes, he acknowledges he lost the 2020 election fair and square. And yes, he deliberately incited the mob to go and attack Congress on the 6th of January with a view to preventing democracy, to overthrowing the United States government. He has pleaded guilty to high treason against the United States, which carries a death penalty. He admits that he's a pervert, has committed many sex crimes against women, and then deliberately barged in to watch the underage contestants of Miss Teen USA when they were naked, and so on. So it's quite extraordinary. He's finally found the courage to tell the truth, that he's been a paid Russian intelligence asset since 1988, that he has spied on the United States, that he helped the Putin regime hack the 2016 election, and so forth, that really his entire life has been fraud, that he's got bank loans fraudulently, that he's lied about the true value of his companies, of the Trump Organization. He's lied about the number of floors. He specifically said he lied about that to try and make people want to buy these Trump towers and so on. And says, of course, he's got no idea if Trump wine is any good because he never touches alcohol. And it was extraordinary that he confessed that actually he a draft dodge in Vietnam, that the doctor deliberately misdiagnosed Donald J. Trump with bone spurs. And the physician, and he did that because he was a tenant of Donald Trump's father. And the father promised the doctor a lower rent in return from this misdiagnosis. So Trump says, yes, he's committed adultery many times. He's broken every oath that he's ever taken. And that when he used to phone up journalists in the 1980s, changing his voice, pretending to be somebody else, and praising Donald Trump and asking for all these positive headlines. So isn't that quite extraordinary that Donald Trump should have acknowledged all this at long last, and that he was racist in inciting the execution of innocent children with regard to the Central Park jogger case. He's admitted that he's a loser and he's lost in almost everything. And that's the statement also to put out today, what he actually said live on television, and he's put out on Truth Social to say that he did not get into Fordham University and Wharton Business School, not on his merits, simply because his father's a wealthy man, paid a bribe, paid for him to get degrees that he didn't actually earn. And Trump has himself admitted that he's semi-literate and so on, and that he has not written any of his books himself and actually hasn't even read The Art of the Deal, these other things which are published in his name. Isn't it quite extraordinary that he's admitting really his whole life is a lie, that he's defrauded thousands of innocent students through Trump University, which is not a university at all? And in his statement, he further said that it's true that Mexico never paid a peso towards the border wall, that there was no border wall, not an inch of border wall was built. And he knew that that was a completely impossible to fulfill promise, and that he incited assaults on our peaceful protesters at his rallies, and these assaults did indeed take place. He's pleaded guilty to all of that, and of course, fraud in the state of New York by falsely filling out loan applications, by grossly inflating his income for the purpose of loans, by deliberately underreporting his income for the purpose of tax returns, and that he falsified his election expenses in this non-disclosure agreement to try and cover up his extramarital affair with Stormy Daniels. He admitted to me, but does not believe in God, does not believe in Christianity at all. It was all an affectation simply to maximize electoral support and appeal to Christian fundamentalists, that he never went near a church unless it was a wedding or a funeral, and that he'd never opened the Bible, not for decades, before he decided to pretend to be religious solely for the sake of electoral advantage in 2015 to appeal to Christian evangelicals and so on. So he says that all his positions are simply cynically calculated to maximize partisan advantage. So, so he admits that he is racist, and he's quite happy to commit torture and things like that. That he's lied on oath on multiple occasions, and he's deliberately ripped people off and not paid them. He said that he has the deepest disdain for the working class and despises poor people. So, wow, isn't it surprising? Extraordinary that at long last, at the age of, what is he, 76, Donald Trump has finally had the common decency to come clean and actually tell the truth about most of his life, about almost his entire life has been a complete lie, and that he broke every vow he ever made, all his oaths on the Bible, all swearing before God to marital fidelity and so on, that he broke all of these oaths and so on, that he does not like his children. He's deeply ashamed of Donald Jr. He considers a complete dimwit, and is disgraced that his eldest child bears his name. So his firstborn had really badly let him down. So, wow, that's it. And Donald Trump says he's been playing his supporters for fools because he scorns the poor. But he realizes they're very easy dupes. He admits all these the Pizzagate conspiracies about Hillary Clinton are completely false, and that really every accusation ever made against him is true, that he knowingly lied about Hillary Clinton, he knowingly lied about Barack Obama, disseminating the bogus claim that Barack Obama was not born in the United States, that's to say Hawaii, but was not born an American citizen. Now Donald Trump has admitted today that he always knew that that Barack Hussein Obama was actually born in the United States, was a natural born American, and had every right to be president. And Donald Trump has further admitted this was really a racist dog whistle to appeal to white supremacists. So he said that he's happily curry the favor of the Ku Klux Klan, and that they're an essential part of his base. So he admits that he realizes that there needs to be gun control, but has actually campaigned against gun control simply because he wants to hoover up more votes. So that he's a liar, a thief, an enemy of his people, and a traitor to the nation. Isn't that quite extraordinary that someone so utterly invertebrate should be wrapping himself in the American flag? A man who kissed Old Glory and all the rest of it, hugged the flag. Wow, it is staggering. So hats off to Donald Trump. I have to finally accord him a little bit of respect for being a complete being honest, and said he was, you know, completely hypocritical and cynical, demanded American jobs for American workers, said he was against NAFTA and must bring manufacturing jobs back for overseas, but had all his merchandise made overseas, like in Pakistan. These MAGA hats make American great again. He's also acknowledged he totally mishandled coronavirus. It was a really stupid thing to tell people to drink bleach, and that killed many people. And by going against lockdowns and vaccinations, that he caused the death toll to increase and obviously damaged the economy even more, so that he was grossly irresponsible on that one, on disregarding expert advice. He admits that he's overconfident and stupidly arrogant, and his hubris has hugely exacerbated the problems America's following, that he's disregarded a scientific evidence proven that climate change is happening, is at least partly anthropogenic, and is grossly injurious to the planet and to human health. But he did so solely because he just wanted more money and more votes, and it was all about really self-aggrandizement and glory hunting. He's never had the common weal at heart. He's never considered the welfare of ordinary people, and he's been quite happy to pollute, to steal, and to expectorate hatred, to really aggravate racial asperities and so on, and that yes, he is an anti-Muslim bigot, was quite happy to happily take money from Muslim people. So that's it. Donald Trump, well, in a nutshell, I got to hand it to him. He's finally told the truth. He's finally come clean. So what do you think of that, Trump supporters? I mean, does that finally torpedo his chances for the presidency? Go on his Twitter feed, go on his Facebook feed, see his interview in Fox News. He's finally admitted it all on camera. Isn't it extraordinary? Well, you know, there's much joy in heaven and over every sinner who repenteth. Thank you so much. And do remember, it is the 1st of April. Goodbye.